Chapter 60. Airbag and pretensioner circuits. Safety belts and retractors. Safety belts. Safety belts are used to keep the driver and passengers secured to the vehicle in the event of a collision. Most safety belts include three-point support and are constructed of nylon webbing about 2 inches, 5 centimeters, wide. The three support points include 2 points on either side of the seat for the belt over the lap and 1 crossing over the upper torso, which is attached to the B pillar or seat back. Every crash consists of 3 types of collisions. Collision 1, the vehicle strikes another vehicle or object. Collision 2, the driver and or passengers hit objects inside the vehicle if unbelted. Collision 3, the internal organs of the body hit other organs or bones, which causes internal injuries. If a safety belt is being worn, the belt stretches, absorbing a lot of the impact, thereby preventing collision with other objects in the vehicle and reducing internal injuries. See Figure 60-1. Refer to Figure 60-1. Figure A, safety belts are the primary restraint system. Figure B, during a collision, the stretching of the safety belt slows the impact to help reduce bodily injury. Refer to Figure 60-2. Most safety belts have an inertia-type mechanism that locks the belt in the event of rapid movement. Refer to Figure 60-3. A typical safety belt warning light. Belt retractors. Safety belts are also equipped with one of the following types of retractors. Number 1. Emergency locking retractors, which lock the position of the safety belt in the event of a collision or rollover. Number 2. Emergency and web speed sensitive retractors, which allow freedom of movement for the driver and passenger, but lock if the vehicle is accelerating too fast or if the vehicle is decelerating too fast. See Figure 60-2 for an example of an inertia-type seat belt locking mechanism. Safety belt lights and chimes. All late model vehicles are equipped with a safety belt warning light on the dash and a chime that sounds if the belt is not fastened. See Figure 60-3. Some vehicles intermittently flash the reminder light and sound a chime until the driver, and sometimes the front passenger, fasten their safety belts. Refer to Figure 60-4. A small explosive charge in the pretensioner forces the end of the seat belt down the tube, which removes any slack in the seat belt. Pretensioners. A pretensioner is an explosive, or pyrotechnic, device that is part of the seatbelt retractor assembly and tightens the seatbelt as the airbag is being deployed. The purpose of the pretensioning device is to force the occupant back into position against the seat back and to remove any slack in the seatbelt. See Figure 60-4. Caution: the seatbelt pretensioner assemblies must be replaced in the event of an airbag deployment. Always follow the vehicle manufacturer's recommended service procedure. Pretensioners are explosive devices that could be ignited if voltage is applied to the terminals. Do not use a jumper wire or powered test light around the seatbelt latch wiring. Always follow the vehicle manufacturer's recommended test procedures. Front airbags. Purpose and function. Airbag passive restraints are designed to cushion the driver, or passenger, if the passenger side is so equipped, during a frontal collision. The system consists of one or more nylon bags folded up in compartments located in the steering wheel, dashboard, interior panels, and or side pillars of the vehicle. During a crash of sufficient force, pressurized gas instantly fills the airbag and then deploys out of the storage compartment to protect the occupant from serious injury. These airbag systems may be known by many different names, including the following. Number 1. Supplemental Restraint System, abbreviated SRS. Number 2. Supplemental Inflatable Restraints, abbreviated SIR. And Number 3. Supplemental Air Restraints, abbreviated SAR. Most airbags are designed to supplement the safety belts in the event of a collision, and front airbags are meant to be deployed only in the event of a frontal impact within 30 degrees of center. Front, driver and passenger side, airbag systems are not designed to inflate during side or rear impact. The force required to deploy a typical airbag is approximately equal to the force of a vehicle hitting a wall at over 10 miles per hour, or 16 kilometers per hour. The force required to trigger the sensors within the system prevents accidental deployment if curbs are hit or the brakes are rapidly applied. The system requires a substantial force to deploy the airbag to help prevent accidental inflation. Refer to Figure 60-5. A typical airbag system showing many of the components. The SDM is the sensing and diagnostic module and includes the arming sensor, as well as the electronics that keep checking the circuits for continuity and the capacitors that are discharged to deploy the airbags. Parts involved. See Figure 60-5 for an overall view of the parts included in a typical airbag system. The parts include: Number 1. Sensors. Number 2. Airbag, inflator, module. Number 3. Clock spring wire coil in the steering column. Number 4. Control module. And Number 5. Wiring and connectors. Operation. To cause inflation, the following events must occur. Number 1. To cause a deployment of the airbag, two sensors must be triggered at the same time. The arming sensor is used to provide electrical power, and a forward or discriminating sensor is used to provide the ground connection. Number 2. The arming sensor provides the electrical power to the airbag heating unit, called a squib, inside the inflator module. Number 3. The squib uses electrical power and converts it into heat for ignition of the propellant used to inflate the airbag. And Number 4. Before the airbag can inflate, however, the squib circuit also must have a ground provided by the forward or the discriminating sensor. In other words, two sensors, arming and forward sensors, must be triggered at the same time before the airbag is deployed. See Figure 60-6. Refer to Figure 60-6. A simplified airbag deployment circuit. Note that both the arming sensor and at least one of the discriminating sensors must be activated at the same time. The arming sensor provides the power, and either one of the discriminating sensors can provide the ground for the circuit. Refer to Figure 60-7. The inflator module is being removed from the airbag housing. The squib, inside the inflator module, is the heating element that ignites the pyrotechnic gas generator that rapidly produces nitrogen gas to fill the airbag. Types of airbag inflators. There are two different types of inflators used in airbags. Number 1. Solid fuel. This type uses sodium azide pellets, and when ignited, generates a large quantity of nitrogen gas that quickly inflates the airbag. This was the first type used and is still commonly used in driver and passenger side airbag inflator modules. See Figure 60-7. The squib is the electrical heating element used to ignite the gas-generating material, usually sodium azide. It requires about 2 amperes of current to heat the heating element and ignite the inflator. Number 2. Compressed gas. Commonly used in passenger side airbags and roof-mounted systems, the compressed gas system uses a canister filled with argon gas, plus a small percentage of helium at 3000 psi, or 435 kilopascals. A small igniter ruptures a burst disc to release the gas when energized. The compressed gas inflators are long cylinders that can be installed inside the instrument panel, seat back, door panel, or along any side rail or pillar of the vehicle. See Figure 60-8. Once the inflator is ignited, the nylon bag quickly inflates in about 30 milliseconds with nitrogen gas generated by the inflator. During an actual frontal collision accident, the driver is being thrown forward by the driver's own momentum toward the steering wheel. The strong nylon bag inflates at the same time. Personal injury is reduced by the spreading of the stopping force over the entire upper body region. The normal collapsible steering column remains in operation and collapses in a collision when equipped with an airbag system. The bag is equipped with 2 large side vents that allow the bag to deflate immediately after inflation, once the bag has cushioned the occupant in a collision. Refer to Figure 60-8. This figure shows a deployed side curtain airbag on a training vehicle. Timeline for airbag deployment. Following are the times necessary for an airbag deployment in milliseconds. Each millisecond is equal to 0.001 seconds, or 1/1000th of a second. Number 1. Collision occurs, 0.0 millisecond. Number 2. Sensors detect collision, 16 milliseconds. Number 3. Airbag is deployed in seam cover rips, 40 milliseconds. Number 4. Airbag is fully inflated, 100 milliseconds. And Number 5. Airbag deflated, 250 milliseconds. In other words, an airbag deployment occurs and is over in about a quarter of a second. Sensor operation. All 3 sensors are basically switches that complete an electrical circuit when activated. The sensors are similar in construction and operation, and the location of the sensor determines its name. All airbag sensors are rigidly mounted to the vehicle and must be mounted with the arrow pointing toward the front of the vehicle to ensure that the sensor can detect rapid forward deceleration. There are 3 basic styles, or designs, of airbag sensors. Number 1. Magnetically retained gold-plated ball sensor. This sensor uses a permanent magnet to hold a gold-plated steel ball away from 2 gold-plated electrical contacts. See Figure 60-9. If the vehicle and the sensor stops rapidly enough, The steel ball is released from the magnet because the inertia force of the crash was sufficient to overcome the magnetic pull on the ball and then makes contact with the two gold-plated electrodes. The steel ball only remains in contact with the electrodes for a relatively short time because the steel ball is drawn back into contact with the magnet. Number 2. Rolled-up stainless steel ribbon type sensor. This sensor is housed in an airtight package with nitrogen gas inside to prevent harmful corrosion of the sensor parts. If the vehicle and the sensor stops rapidly, the stainless steel roll unrolls and contacts the two gold-plated contacts. Once the force is stopped, the stainless steel roll rolls back into its original shape. See Figure 60-10. Number 3. Integral sensor. Some vehicles use electronic deceleration sensors built into the inflator module, called integral sensors. For example, General Motors uses the term Sensing and Diagnostic Module, abbreviated SDM, to describe their integrated sensor or module assembly. These units contain an accelerometer-type sensor that measures the rate of deceleration and, through computer logic, determines if the airbags should be deployed. See Figure 60-11. Refer to Figure 60-9. An airbag magnetic sensor. Refer to Figure 60-10. Some vehicles use a ribbon-type crash sensor. Refer to Figure 60-11. A sensing and diagnostic module that includes an accelerometer. Refer to Figure 60-12. A driver's side airbag showing two inflator connectors. One is for the lower force inflator and the other is for the higher force inflator. Either can be ignited, or both at the same time if the deceleration sensor detects a severe impact. Two-stage airbags. Two-stage airbags, often called advanced airbags or smart airbags, use an accelerometer type of sensor to detect force of the impact. This type of sensor measures the actual amount of deceleration rate of the vehicle and is used to determine whether one or both elements of a two-stage airbag should be deployed. Number 1. Low-stage deployment. This lower force deployment is used if the accelerometer detects a low-speed crash. Number 2. High-stage deployment. This stage is used if the accelerometer detects a higher speed crash or a more rapid deceleration rate. Number 3. Both low and high stage deployment. Under severe high speed crashes, both stages can be deployed. See Figure 60-12. Safety tip. Dual stage airbag caution. Many vehicles are equipped with dual stage airbags, two stage airbags, that actually contain two separate inflators, one for less severe crashes and one for higher speed collisions. These systems are sometimes called smart airbag systems because the accelerometer type sensor used can detect how severe the impact is and deploy one or both stages. If one stage is deployed, the other stage is still active and could be accidentally deployed. A service technician cannot tell by looking at the airbag whether both stages have deployed. Always handle a deployed airbag as if it has not been deployed, and take all precautions necessary to keep any voltage source from getting close to the inflator module terminals. Refer to Figure 60-13. The airbag control module is linked to the powertrain control module and the body control module on this Chrysler system. Notice the airbag wire connecting the module to the airbag through the clock spring. Both power, labeled driver airbag high, and ground, labeled driver airbag low, are conducted through the clock spring. Wiring. Wiring and connectors are very important for proper identification and long life. Airbag-related circuits have the following features. Number 1. All electrical wiring connectors and conduit for airbags are colored yellow. Number 2. To ensure proper electrical connection to the inflator module and the steering wheel, a coil assembly is used in the steering column. This coil is a ribbon of copper wires that operates much like a window shade when the steering wheel is rotated. As the steering wheel is rotated, this coil, usually called a clock spring, prevents the lack of continuity between the sensors and the inflator assembly that might result from a horn ring type of sliding conductor. Number 3. Inside the yellow plastic airbag connectors are gold-plated terminals that are used to prevent corrosion. See Figure 60-13. Most airbag systems also contain a diagnostic unit that often includes an auxiliary power supply, which is used to provide the current to inflate the airbag if the battery is disconnected from the vehicle during a collision. This auxiliary power supply normally uses capacitors that are discharged through the squib of the inflation module. When the ignition is turned off, these capacitors are discharged. Therefore, after a few minutes, an airbag system does not deploy if the vehicle is hit while parked. Refer to Figure 60-14. An airbag diagnostic tester. Included in the plastic box are electrical connectors and a load tool that substitutes for the inflator module during troubleshooting. Airbag diagnosis tools and equipment. Self-test procedure. The electrical portion of airbag systems is constantly checked by the circuits within the airbag energizing power unit or through the airbag controller. The electrical airbag components are monitored by applying a small signal voltage from the airbag controller through the various sensors and components. Each component and sensor use a resistor in parallel with the load or open sensor switch for use by the diagnostic signals. If continuity exists, the testing circuits measure a small voltage drop. If an open or short circuit occurs, a dash warning light is lighted and a possible diagnostic trouble code is stored. Follow exact manufacturer's recommended procedures for accessing and erasing airbag DTCs. Diagnosis and service of airbag systems usually require some or all of the following items. A digital multimeter. An airbag simulator, often called a load tool. A scan tool. A shorting bar or shorting connectors. An airbag system tester. A vehicle-specific test harness. And special wire repair tools or connectors, such as crimp and seal weatherproof connectors, see Figure 60-14. Caution: most vehicle manufacturers specify that the negative battery terminal be removed when testing or working around airbags. Be aware that a memory saver device used to keep the computer and radio memory alive can supply enough electrical power to deploy an airbag. Precautions: take the following precautions when working with or around airbags. Number 1. Always follow all precautions and warning stickers on vehicles equipped with airbags. Number 2. Maintain a safe working distance from all airbags to help prevent the possibility of personal injury in the unlikely event of an unintentional airbag deployment. Side impact airbag, 5 inches, or 13 centimeters, distance. Driver front airbag, 10 inches, or 25 centimeters, distance. Passenger front airbag, 20 inches, or 50 centimeters, distance. Number 3. In the event of a collision in which the bags is deployed, the inflator module and all sensors usually must be replaced to ensure proper future operation of the system. Number 4. Avoid using a self-powered test light around the yellow airbag wiring. Even though it is highly unlikely, a self-powered test light could provide the necessary current to accidentally set off the inflator module and cause an airbag deployment. Number 5. Use care when handling the inflator module section when it is being removed from the steering wheel. Always hold the inflator away from your body. Number 6. If handling a deployed inflator module, always wear gloves and safety glasses to avoid the possibility of skin irritation from the sodium hydroxide dust, which is used as a lubricant on the bags, that remains after deployment. Number 7. Never jar or strike a sensor. The contacts inside the sensor may be damaged, preventing the proper operation of the airbag system in the event of a collision. Number 8. When mounting a sensor in a vehicle, make certain that the arrow on the sensor is pointing toward the front of the vehicle. Also be certain that the sensor is securely mounted. Tech tip: pocket the ignition key to be safe. When replacing any steering gear, such as a rack and pinion steering unit, be sure that no one accidentally turns the steering wheel. If the steering wheel is turned without being connected to the steering gear, the airbag wire coil, clock spring, can become off-center. This can cause the wiring to break when the steering wheel is rotated after the steering gear has been replaced. To help prevent this from occurring, simply remove the ignition key from the ignition and keep it in your pocket while servicing the steering gear. Frequently asked question: what are smart airbags? Smart airbags use the information from sensors to determine the level of deployment. Sensors used include: Number 1. Vehicle speed sensors. This type of sensor has a major effect on the intensity of a collision. The higher the speed is, the greater is the amount of impact force. Number 2. Seatbelt fastened switch. If the seatbelt is fastened, as determined by the seatbelt buckle switch, the airbag system deploys accordingly. If the driver or passenger is not wearing a seatbelt, the airbag system deploys with greater force compared to when the seatbelt is being worn. Number 3. Passenger seat sensor. The sensor in the seat on the passenger's side determines the force of deployment. If there is not a passenger detected, the passenger side airbag does not deploy on the vehicle equipped with a passenger seat sensor system. Airbag system service. Disarming. The airbags should be disarmed, or temporarily disconnected, whenever performing service work on any of the following locations: the steering wheel, the dash or instrument panel, and the glove box, or Instrument panel storage compartment. Check service information for the exact procedure, which usually includes the following steps. Step 1. Disconnect the negative battery cable. Step 2. Remove the airbag fuse which has a yellow cover. Step 3. Disconnect the yellow electrical connector located at the base of the steering column to disable the driver's side airbag. Step 4. Disconnect the yellow electrical connector for the passenger side airbag. This procedure is called disabling airbags in most service information. Always follow the vehicle manufacturer's specified procedures. Diagnostic and service procedure. Airbag system components and their location in the vehicle vary according to system design, but the basic principles of testing are the same as for other electrical circuits. Use service information to determine how the circuit is designed and the correct sequence of tests to be followed. Some airbag systems require the use of special testers. The built-in safety circuits of such testers prevent accidental deployment of the airbag. If such a tester is not available, follow the recommended alternative test procedures specified by the manufacturer. Access the self-diagnostic system and check for DTC records. The scan tool is needed to access the data stream on most systems. Self-diagnosis. All airbag systems can detect system electrical faults and, if found, disables the system and notifies the driver through an airbag warning lamp in the instrument cluster. Depending on circuit design, a system fault may cause the warning lamp to fail to illuminate, remain lit continuously, or flash. Some systems use a tone generator that produces an audible warning when a system fault occurs, or if the warning lamp is inoperative. The warning lamp should illuminate with the ignition key on and engine off as a bulb check. If not, the diagnostic module is likely disabling the system. If the airbag warning light remains on, the airbags may or may not be disabled, depending on the specific vehicle and the fault detected. Some warning lamp circuits have a timer that extinguishes the lamp after a few seconds. The airbag system generally does not require service unless there is a failed component. However, a steering wheel-mounted airbag module is routinely removed and replaced in order to service switches and other column-mounted devices. Knee airbags. Some vehicles are equipped with knee airbags, usually on the driver's side. Use caution if working under the dash and always follow the vehicle manufacturer's specified service procedures. Frequently asked question. Why change knee bolsters if switching to larger wheels? Larger wheels and tires can be installed on vehicles, but the powertrain control module needs to be reprogrammed so the speedometer and other systems that are affected by a change in wheel and or tire size can work effectively. When 20-inch wheels are installed on General Motors trucks or sport utility vehicles, GM specifies that replacement knee bolsters be installed. Knee bolsters are the padded area located on the lower part of the dash where a driver or passenger's knees would hit in the event of a front collision. The reason for the need to replace the knee bolsters is to maintain the crash testing results. The larger 20-inch wheels tend to be forced further into the passenger compartment in the event of a front-end collision. Therefore, to maintain the frontal crash rating standard, the larger knee bolsters are required. Warning: failure to perform the specified changes when changing wheels and tires could result in the vehicle not being able to provide occupant protection as designed by the crash test star rating that the vehicle originally achieved. Driver side airbag module replacement. For the specific model being serviced, carefully follow the procedures provided by the vehicle manufacturer to disable and remove the airbag module. Failure to do so may result in serious injury and extensive damage to the vehicle. Replacing a discharged airbag is costly. The following procedure reviews the basic steps for removing an airbag module. Do not substitute these general instructions for the specific procedure recommended by the manufacturer. Number 1. Turn the steering wheel until the front wheels are positioned straight ahead. Some components on the steering column are removed only when the front wheels are straight. Number 2. Switch the ignition off and disconnect the negative battery cable, which cuts power to the airbag module. Number 3. Once the battery is disconnected, wait as long as recommended by the manufacturer before continuing. When in doubt, wait at least 10 minutes to make sure the capacitor is completely discharged. Number 4. Loosen and remove the nuts or screws that hold the airbag module in place. On some vehicles, these fasteners are located on the back of the steering wheel. On other vehicles, they are located on each side of the steering wheel. The fasteners may be concealed with plastic finishing covers that must be pried off with a small screwdriver to access them. Number 5. Carefully lift the airbag module from the steering wheel and disconnect the electrical connector. Connector location varies, some are below the steering wheel behind a plastic trim cover, Others are at the top of the column under the module. See figures 60-15 and 60-16. Number 6. Store the module pad side up in a safe place where it cannot be disturbed or damaged while the vehicle is being serviced. Do not attempt to disassemble the airbag module. If the airbag is defective, replace the entire assembly. When installing the airbag module, make sure the clock spring is correctly positioned to ensure module to steering column continuity. See figure 60-17. Always route the wiring exactly as it was before removal. Also, make sure the module seats completely into the steering wheel. Secure the assembly using new fasteners, if specified. Refer to figure 60-15. After disconnecting the battery and the yellow connector at the base of the steering column, the airbag inflator module can be removed from the steering wheel and the yellow airbag electrical connector at the inflator module be disconnected. Refer to figure 60-16. Shorting bars are used in most airbag connectors. These spring-loaded clips short across both terminals of an airbag connector when it is disconnected to help prevent accidental deployment of the airbag. If electrical power is applied to the terminals, the shorting bars simply provide a low resistance path to the other terminal and do not allow current to flow past the connector. The mating part of the connector has a tapered piece that spreads apart the shorting bars when the connector is reconnected. Refer to figure 60-17. An airbag clock spring showing the flat conductor wire. It must be properly positioned to ensure proper operation. Safety when manually deploying airbags. Airbag modules cannot be disposed of unless they are deployed. Do the following to prevent injury when manually deploying an airbag. Number 1. When possible, deploy the airbag outside of the vehicle. Follow the vehicle manufacturer's recommendations. Number 2. Follow the vehicle manufacturer's procedures and equipment recommendations. Number 3. Wear the proper hearing and eye protection. Number 4. Deploy the airbag with the trim cover facing up. Number 5. Stay at least 20 feet, or 6 meters, from the airbag. Use long jumper wires attached to the wiring and routed outside the vehicle to a battery. Number 6. Allow the airbag module to cool. See figure 60-18. Refer to figure 60-18. An airbag being deployed as part of a demonstration in an automotive laboratory. Occupant detection systems. Purpose and function. The U.S. Federal Motor Vehicle Safety Standard 208, FMVSS, specifies that the passenger side airbag be disabled or deployed with reduced force under the following conditions. This system is referred to as an occupant detection system abbreviated, ODS, or the passenger presence system abbreviated, PPS. When there is no weight on the seat and no seat belt is fastened, the passenger side airbag does not deploy and the passenger airbag light should be off. See figure 60-19. The passenger side airbag is disabled and the disabled airbag light is on only if at least 10 to 37 pounds, or 4.5 to 17 kilograms, is on the passenger seat, which generally represents a seated child. If 38 to 99 pounds, or 17 to 45 kilograms, is detected on the passenger seat, which represents a child or small adult, the airbag deploys at a decreased force. If 99 pounds, or 45 kilograms, or more is detected on the passenger seat, the airbag deploys at full force, depending on the severity of the crash, speed of the vehicle, and other factors, which may result in the airbag deploying at a reduced force. See figure 60-20. Refer to figure 60-19. A dash warning lamp lights if the passenger side airbag is off because no passenger was detected by the seat sensor. Refer to figure 60-20. The passenger side airbag on lamp lights if a passenger is detected on the passenger seat. Type of seat sensor. The passenger presence system uses one of three types of sensors. Number 1. Gel-filled bladder sensor. This type of occupant sensor uses a silicon-filled bag that has a pressure sensor attached. The weight of the passenger is measured by the pressure sensor, which sends a voltage signal to the module controlling the airbag deployment. A safety belt tension sensor is also used with a gel-filled bladder system to monitor the tension on the belt. The module then uses the information from both the bladder and the seat belt sensor to determine if a tightened belt may be used to restrain a child's seat. See figure 60-21. Number 2. Capacitive strip sensors. This type of occupant sensor uses several flexible conductive metal strips under the seat cushion. These sensor strips transmit and receive a low-level electric field, which changes due to the weight of the front passenger seat occupant. The module determines the weight of the occupant based on the sensor values. And Number 3. Force sensing resistor sensors. This type of occupant sensor uses resistors, which change their resistance based on the stress that is applied. These resistors are part of the seat structure, and the module can determine the weight of the occupant based on the change in the resistance of the sensors. See Figure 60-22. Caution: because the resistors are part of the seat structure, it is very important that all seat fasteners be torqued to factory specifications to ensure proper operation of the occupant detection system. A seat track position sensor is used by the airbag controller to determine the position of the seat. If the seat is too close to the airbag, the controller may disable the airbag. Refer to Figure 60-21. A gel-filled, or bladder-type, occupant detection sensor showing the pressure sensor and wiring. Refer to Figure 60-22. A resistor-type occupant detection sensor. The weight of the passenger strains these resistors, which are attached to the seat, thereby signaling to the module the weight of the occupant. Diagnosing occupant detection systems. A fault in the system may cause the passenger side airbag light to turn on when there is no weight on the seat. A scan tool is often used to check or calibrate the seat, which must be empty, by commanding the module to re-zero the seat sensor. Some systems, such as those on Chrysler vehicles, use a unit that has various weights along with a scan tool to calibrate and diagnose the occupant detection system. See Figure 60-23. Refer to Figure 60-23. A test weight is used to calibrate the occupant detection system on a Chrysler vehicle. Refer to Figure 60-24. A typical seat, side, airbag that deploys from the side of the seat. Seat and side curtain airbags. Seat airbags. Side and or curtain airbags use a variety of sensors to determine if they need to be deployed. Side airbags are mounted in one of two general locations. In the side bolster of the seat, see Figure 60-24, or in the door panel. Most side airbag sensors use an electronic accelerometer to detect when to deploy the airbags, which are usually mounted to the bottom of the left and right B pillars, where the front doors latch, behind a trim panel on the inside of the vehicle. Caution: avoid using a lockout tool, for example, a Slim Jim, in vehicles equipped with side airbags to help prevent damage to the components and wiring in the system. Side curtain airbags. Side curtain airbags are usually deployed by a module based on input from many different sensors, including a lateral acceleration sensor and wheel speed sensors. For example, in one system used by Ford, the ABS controller commands that the brakes on one side of the vehicle be applied, using down pressure while monitoring the wheel speed sensors. If the wheels slow down with little brake pressure, the controller assumes that the vehicle could roll over, thereby deploying the side curtain airbags. Tech tip: aggressive driving and OnStar. If a vehicle equipped with the OnStar system is being driven aggressively and the electronic stability control system has to intercede to keep the vehicle under control, OnStar may call the vehicle to see if there has been an accident. The need for a call from OnStar is usually determined if the accelerometer registers slightly over 1 G-force, which could be achieved while driving on a racetrack. Event data recorders. Parts and operation. As part of the airbag controller on many vehicles, the event data recorder, abbreviated EDR, is used to record parameters just before and slightly after an airbag deployment. The following parameters are recorded: the vehicle speed, the brake on or off, was the seatbelt fastened, and G-forces as measured by the accelerometer. Unlike an airplane event data recorder, a vehicle unit is not a separate unit and does not record voice conversations nor include all crash parameters. This means that additional crash data, such as skid marks and physical evidence at the crash site, is needed to fully reconstruct the incident. The EDR is embedded into the airbag controller and receives data from many sources and at varying sample rates. The data are constantly being stored in a memory buffer and are not recorded into the EPROM unless an airbag deployment has been commanded. The combined data are known as an event file. The airbag is commanded on, based on input mainly from the accelerometer sensor. This sensor, usually built into the airbag controller, is located inside the vehicle. The accelerometer calculates the rate of change of the speed of the vehicle. This determines the acceleration rate and is used to predict if that rate is high enough to deploy the frontal airbags. The airbags are deployed if the threshold G value is exceeded. The passenger side airbag is also deployed unless it is suppressed by either of the following: no passenger is detected, or the passenger side airbag switches off. Data extraction. Data extraction from the event data recorder and the airbag controller can only be achieved using a piece of equipment known as the Crash Data Retrieval System, manufactured by Vetronics Corporation. This is the only authorized method for retrieving event files, and only certain organizations are allowed access to the data. These groups or organizations include the original equipment manufacturer's representatives, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, law enforcement agencies, or accident reconstruction companies. Review questions. Question 1. What are the safety precautions to follow when working around an airbag? Question 2. What sensors must be triggered for an airbag deployment? Question 3. How should deployed inflation modules be handled? Question 4. What is the purpose of pretensioners? Question 5. What is the purpose of the event data recorder? Chapter Quiz. Question 1. A vehicle is being repaired after an airbag deployment. Technician A says that the inflator module should be handled as if it is still live. Technician B says gloves should be worn to prevent skin irritation. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither a technician A nor B. Question 2. A seatbelt pretensioner is A. A device that contains an explosive charge. B. Used to remove slack from the seatbelt in the event of a collision. C. Used to force the occupant back into position against the seat back in the event of a collision. D. All of the above. Question 3. The occupant detection system measures the of the person in the passenger seat. A. Height. B. Weight. C. Age. D. Distance from the seat belt. Question 4. Two technicians are discussing dual-stage airbags. Technician A says that a deployed airbag is safe to handle, regardless of which stage caused the deployment of the airbag. Technician B says that both stages ignite, but at different speeds, depending on the speed of the vehicle. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither a technician A nor B. Question 5. Where are shorting bars used? A. In pretensioners. B. At the connectors for airbags. C. In the crash sensors. D. In the airbag controller. Question 6. Technician A says that a deployed airbag can be repacked, reused, and reinstalled in the vehicle. Technician B says that a deployed airbag should be discarded and replaced with an entire new assembly. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither a technician A nor B. Question 7. What color are the airbag electrical connectors and conduit? A. Blue. B. Red. C. Yellow. D. Orange. Question 8. On some vehicles, the side curtain airbags use which of the following devices to determine when to deploy? A. Wheel speed sensors. B. Lateral acceleration sensor. C. Passenger presence system seat sensor. D. Seat belt sensor. Question 9. How many sensors must be triggered at the same time to cause an airbag deployment? A. 1. B. 2. C. 3. D. 4. Question 10. Which parameters might be stored in the airbag controller in the event of a deployment? A. Voice recordings. B. A 10-second video of the driver. C. Whether the windows were open or closed. End of chapter 60.